You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Keep chipping away, Burnley. Derek away from home. 4 points away now after a goalless draw at Middlesbrough at last weekend. Everton have been on fire at Goodison this calendar year. They've scored 26 goals in 7 Premier League games in 2017 at Goodison. That's one more than they managed in 18 Premier League home games in 2016. So going well at home, Everton, Derek.
Yeah, they are. They're not making any mistakes. I mean, even when they're not playing well, generally, Everton, their record at Goodison is always impressive. You know, they beat teams as they're supposed to. You know, and they polished off Leicester last week. Well, difficult to back against them, isn't it, at Goodison, in the form they're in, especially since it's Burnley who are up against them, and you know what they're like away from home. I said last week, you know, that zero in the Burnley away wins column, it just keeps, you know, chuckling at me, because so many times I've gone for them at big prices. They're big prices again here, but I just can't see how they're going to win an in-form Everton when they've failed at, you know, the likes of Middlesbrough and Swansea and Watford and rubbish like that. It just seems like an Everton win for me, this. And I can see Everton winning without Burnley scoring. So rather than back Everton at the long odds on, Everton to win 2-0.
Everton to win 2-0. 5-4 here with William Hill. Everton to win without conceding. Tom?
Yeah, that's exactly where I'd be heading here. I mean, you know, Burnley, I mean, I don't know about it. There's so many teams. I mean, this is when we look at the Premier League, and we've talked about a lot of them already today. You know, they're kind of drifting a little bit. Their achievements, their objectives for the season are done. So with 5-6 games to go, you know, it's two ways of looking at it, isn't it? Is it a free go and will Sean Dyche suddenly start trying different things and maybe give it a go? Or do they, are they on the beach? Is that the oldest cliche alive? And you know, with Burnley, they've kind of done what they were meant to do and nothing's going to really change. The problem for Burnley, unlike, say, a Swansea away from home, we've also struggled on their travels, Burnley don't score goals, and they've really struggled, you know, in scoring goals of late. That was as golden an opportunity for them to get their first away win of the season at Middlesbrough as they're going to have now this season. And this one does not present a good opportunity for them. Everton have been absolutely ruthless at home. I mean, 26 goals scored in the 7 wins that they've had on the spin. Burnley, well, they lost 12 of 16, you know, away games, you know, unable to beat the likes of Sunderland, Hull and Borough on their travels. I mean, I know Hull's an exception because they've been doing well. So for Everton, there's absolutely no chance. And they're up against Lukaku. Once he got 12 goals in 6 home games, he is a man at Goodison Park that is simply unplayable. So it's got to be an Everton win. Again, the win to nil looks great. Everton -2, 16-5. They won't concede here. Ashley Williams is meant to be back for them as well, which only strengthens the defence. So Everton will win comfortably. You're looking at 3-0. I would suspect. So, you know, the -1, the -2. I'm going to play the -2 at 16-5.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.